Blog Talk Radio.
This is XBN. My name is Jill Brenneman. XBN is powered by Blog Talk Radio. Music from the Cowboy Junkies. There we go. Bless Blog Talk Radio's heart. Well, no, don't bless its heart. It still has a cross. Stop music. Music stop. Outstanding. Outstanding. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. Outstanding. My name is Joe Brenneman. My apologies for the extended play of Sweet Jane by Cowboy Junkies, although I really don't want to apologize because I love Cowboy Junkies and I am very thankful that they let us use their music. So apologies are not the correct word. However, I have kept my guest waiting. My guest tonight is going to be Amanda Brooks. She is a former sex worker and a current sex worker rights activist. She's writing a reference series for Internet Escorts and is the news editor at Spread Magazine. Kane's editor, I should say. She also blogs in various places. She is a board member of the Sex Workers Outreach Project East. She has even been on television before. We will have Amanda right after this promo.
This is weather forecaster Rob Lightbound of Crown Weather Services. Please tune in to XBN this hurricane season for my thoughts and analysis for hurricane threats to the United States. In addition, you can visit our website at www.crownweather.com anytime for the most up-to-date hurricane information this upcoming hurricane season. So join me from the Crown Weather Services Weather Center on XBN for all of your hurricane information.
You're listening to XBN, the Sex Worker Broadcast Network. Sex worker voices, sex worker views, sex worker rights. This is XBN.
Amanda, now that you've heard about hurricanes and heard the voice of our fearless board chair, one Jessica, welcome to XBN.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Amanda, what are the chances of a hurricane affecting your area on the West Coast?
I don't think it's having much effect at all, really.
So I could safely tell forecaster Rob Lightbound not to worry about you.
Yeah, I should be safe from hurricanes. We are having extreme winds today, though. It sounds like the house is going to blow down. But no hurricane in sight. It's very clear.
Is there a big bad wolf around? Didn't he huff and puff? And is he the one who blew the house down?
No wolves.
No wolves. All right. My name is Jill Brenneman. This is XBN, the Sex Worker Broadcast Network. Before we even start, Amanda, I need to know, the listeners need to know, everybody needs to know, do you have a ray gun?
A ray gun?
Are you going to present a danger to our listening audience?
I doubt it. I'm here in my room, and I'm not leaving while I'm doing the broadcast, so I really doubt that I can cause anybody harm, unless they walk by the window and something falls on them. Other than that, I think they're pretty safe with me.
Well, I ask this, you know, and for listeners who are unaware, there's this huge controversy at William and Mary College in Williamsburg, Virginia. And there is a certain level of fear and apprehension of all things sex worker. And one of our frequent guests and soon to be likely host, Renegade Evolution, seems to create this huge amount of fear. She causes it in men. She causes it in women. She causes fear. And, you know, Ren is about 6 pounds and about 3'6". having met both of you, I know that you're taller than that. So I need guarantees.
I'm much bigger than that.
I need guarantees for the safety of my audience. You know, I mean, are you going to use...
I'm not going to use sex worker kung fu on anybody. I swear.
All right. Well, Amanda, this is a family show. There's no swearing.
I promise.
Yeah.
I'm not about causing harm. I think people miss that point. They miss that point, period. Sex workers are not about causing harm.
What do you think conjures the opinion that they are?
I think because we are in an industry that a great amount of harm is done to us, and for some reason people seem to think that we either draw it to us like some sort of lightning rod, or that we deserve it, or that violence and criminal activity follows us around like a cloud, like around the little character Pigpen and Peanuts. I think they get that impression of sex workers. And the fact that we're all very passionate. When we speak out, we're very passionate, but we have to be, because if we're nice and quiet and timid, we just get stepped on. We have to be extremely passionate when we speak out.
Now, see, that to me is... In comparing a sex worker speaker to, say, Melissa Farley, right now I would pick Melissa Farley. I'm struggling with insomnia. It's just a problem. You know, I've gotten the prescription of whatever it is. Well, what's that prescription one that you get now? I can't think of the name of it.
I don't know. I don't really have – I don't use prescription drugs much. So.
Well, I'm kind of the prescription drug babe sometimes, but anyway, so it's a sleeping prescription, and it'll come to me. I can't think of the name of it right now, but so I found myself a podcast of Melissa Farley, and I almost overslept work.
See, I thought the one time she called in on that radio show, I thought she had a pretty sexy voice. Or is she just that boring?
Well, let's see. I've met Melissa, so I can put a visual to her. So,
well, okay. I don't have that. I don't have the visual, but I remember hearing her voice and thinking, "Wow, she could be a phone sex worker." I hope she knows that. So, if her academic funding ever gets cut, you know, there is a job available for her.
Well, you know, I mean, the downside for her is that her boy, President Bush, he's unlikely to win another term. And I say unlikely because he knows.
Yeah, it's highly unlikely.
It was highly unlikely that he won in 2000 when he lost, too. But
well, that's very true.
One never knows anymore. I mean, he could shred the Constitution. But we're not here to talk about sleep-inducing researchers and stupid presidents. Are we allowed to say that on the radio? Can we call our president stupid?
I'm pretty sure TV commentators have said that. So I know
Dana Carvey has. I know that.
That was
the howling noise,
wasn't it?
The howling noise in the background is
one fearless dog.
Amanda, you've been experiencing a lot of media attention lately. What's going on?
Yes, I have. It seems like, very strangely, the day that I packed up and moved from Northern California out here to Vegas is the day that mainstream media discovered my book and my series. And so there's been a whole flurry of attention from that. And I've taken advantage of some of it, and some of it's just fallen by the wayside, which frankly is fine by me because, well, I'm certainly having a crash course here. And the funny thing is I'm ending up with some feelings that people often ascribe to sex work, feelings of some slight depression, lots of anxiety, stress. These are things people think of when they think of sex work, yet for me, I haven't experienced these feelings in sex work so much as, or at least not in recent memory, as I have because of these interviews. Mainstream media is traumatizing me. I say that lightly and jestingly, but on the other hand, well, we'll go into more detail, of course. It's just, I'd certainly like to discuss some of the things that have happened and perceptions and stuff. That was articulate.
So you're in Baltimore, correct? Do I understand that correctly? Were you on a station in Baltimore?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That was yesterday morning. Yes. Okay. I'll give you a slight short history here, and we'll lead up to this because it taught me an important lesson. Let me see. When everything hit, I was unaware because I was moving and I wasn't connected to the internet, and you know my phone server access was limited, so I was completely unaware of this because I figured that life would go on as normal and nobody would really pay any attention to me, which was normal. And apparently Fox did a news piece on me without my knowledge or without my permission, and they used a picture that I have had in the media section of my website, escortmba.com, but they used it, without contacting me or my photographer, which I find interesting. And it was titled "Ex-Hooker Writes Book for Hookers." So I still haven't watched that piece, though I found it on YouTube. I can only imagine what it was like. Apparently, though, this piece it got picked up in Thailand, in Australia, I mean, all over the world, and it was just some crazy attention. So I've done a few radio interviews. The best one, easily, besides this, was one that I did for a Spanish radio station late last week. That was a really nice interview, and the reason that I liked it was simply that the interviewer talked to me like a person. He acted like we were simply having a conversation, and we were meeting and getting to know each other as people. I mean, you think this is pretty normal, but in my experience, oh my God, that's the first time I've been treated so nicely. I get a lot of these shock jock stations. One was just so bad. I mean, they started off immediately calling me a whore and everything. Now, I realize there are sex workers who are very proud of the word whore, but it's one thing if I label myself that way. It's quite another when somebody uses that because they're not being sensitive to sex workers and they're attempting to put me down, and they're using it as an insult. I mean, clearly. But my phone cut out in the middle of that one, so I was actually kind of happy about that. I really didn't care about continuing it. And I went on Fox Live Desk. It was a show last Friday. And I was told I was going to discuss the book and the series. And during the pre-interview with the booker of the show, she asked some questions, and I gave her some answers and stuff. So it seemed like, okay, I was going to discuss why I was writing the book, some of my personal history, and maybe a little bit about internet escorts in general. And so I get on the show, and the host of the show definitely plays up the hooker aspect of it. And she also brings on two guest experts who are supposed to be, I believe, academics. And they sit there and they verbally gang up on me as much as they possibly can. I do my best to roll with it, and I've gotten several very nice letters from viewers after the show. So obviously I made a good impression, which is great, but it certainly wasn't what I was expecting. And it was just, it was ridiculous because they had their preconceived notions, of course, but that's not what bothered me. What bothered me was the fact that they weren't willing to engage in a real conversation with me. They were just there to pound their ideas and score points off of me if they possibly could. That was it. They considered themselves apparently more of an expert than me. And as far as I know, none of them have admitted to actually being a sex worker at any point in their life. And I started noticing this attitude with everything because in the articles that I've seen written online and in these radio interviews and in that experience and the experience yesterday, it's a growing frustration, Jill, because I'm a sex worker. I'm trying to speak out for sex workers, and I would like to be taken seriously or at least have a sane and rational discussion. Instead, I'm treated as a freak or a joke or a way for somebody to use as many naughty words as they possibly can or just something to score points off of. It's a very dehumanizing experience, and ironically, this is what everybody thinks sex work is, but my God, my clients never treated me this way. If they had, I would have blacklisted them. So, I know I'm going on here for a few minutes, giving a lot of background. Okay. Yesterday, I did this radio show I had to get up early for because it was on East Coast time, and immediately this guy started off calling me a whore and everything else, and I was on the verge of ending the interview because I just had enough. I really had. You know, there's only so much abuse I'm going to take, honestly. And finally, he wanted to know like how many sex partners I'd had up to a certain point. And I was like, it's none of your business. And he was like, well, you don't have to be ugly to me. And I said, well, you're being ugly to me. And I explained what I felt and what I thought. And after that, he actually, he didn't apologize, but the tone of the interview shifted and he started talking to me like a person. And he had a million questions, but he was actually beginning to treat me as an individual, a human being. And so it ended rather nicely. And that was a big lesson for me. I mean, I know it's a lesson we're told again and again, stand up for yourself. But it's something that obviously I needed to relearn. And that's something I hope sex workers carry with them is, I mean, of course, we're standing up for sex workers, but I think sometimes we're so eager to get our message out, or at least I am, that we put up with abuse we don't need to put up with.
And well, he was probably confused on two fronts. One, you weren't what he expected. You know, he had all the preconceived notions. Two, if he's the average male shock jock, you know, most of his sexual partners have probably been his left hand. Then, you know, this is the first time that probably the thought of a sexual partner talking back.
Yeah, well, there's an idea. Not a visual I want, but that is a thought. Yeah, Yeah, there is that. I guess I do surprise people. To me, I'm not surprising because to me, I'm very much an average sex worker. But I guess I know a lot more sex workers than everybody and than people in mainstream media do.
All right, this is XBN. My name is Jill Brenneman. When we come back from a short FCC mandated break, we have a listener question. And we will have more with Amanda Brooks. We also have my fearless dog howling in the back. This is XBN, Sex Worker Broadcast Network.
SWAP East, a unit of Project Prosper, is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Our program is a sex worker rights and harm reduction-based activist and awareness program located in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, with a specific focus on issues related to sex worker human rights initiatives and activism. Visit us at www.swapeast.org. Thank you for joining us here at XBN, Sex Worker Broadcast Network, powered by Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Jill Brenneman, my guest, Amanda Brooks. She has been on TV. She is a former and current sex worker rights activist. She's got a wonderful series of books. Please do check them out and purchase them too. You want to take a question from the list?
Yeah. Sure. Are you there? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Difficulties of being discovered by the media is that they decide what they want to use, when they want to use it, and they don't give you a whole lot of respect most of the time. They added, Amanda, can you now hear me? We still cannot get Amanda. Once again, I'll ask Amanda to rejoin us if she can call back in. We would love to have Amanda call back in. The question asked is, what is a sex worker? And we will get that question answered, so hang in there with us. My name is Jill Brenneman. This is XBN, the SWAP East Broadcast Network. My guest, Amanda Brooks. And we will be right back. We're going to take a quick break to get Amanda back on the show, and we will be right back. I'm Joe Brenneman. This is XBN. Back in the day, they used to have these really interesting things saying that said, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Do not adjust your set. Please stand by. We need one of those right now. Blog Talk Radio is certainly an amazing program. When it works, it's a wonderful thing. That was a fine example of the wonderful switchboard of Blog Talk Radio. Amanda, are you back with us?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Outstanding. We have our guest. Our music is finally turned off. Outstanding. Well, thank you for rejoining us, Amanda. Knowing that you've hosted on XBN, I'm sure you can appreciate the idiosyncrasies of the random drop, yes. Music, who did we hear from? We heard from Centricon Club, we heard from Naked Heroes, Ginger Jones, Cowboy Junkies. This is XBN. I feel like I'm going back to my radio announcer days. Amanda, Woodland Star asks, what is a sex worker?
What is a sex worker? A sex worker is anyone who works with sex in their job. This can include, most of it includes people who use sex in an entertainment capacity, but it can also include people like sex therapists, sex counselors, sex writers, although I guess you could call them entertainers as well. But it encompasses everyone who uses sex, an aspect of sex in their job. And it doesn't necessarily mean physical sex, obviously. But, of course, that doesn't mean everybody wants to slap that label on themselves either. But it is there if they want to use it.
If you would like to ask questions, 646-200-3136. 646-200-3136. Bring your questions in to Amanda. Amanda, while we were trying to regain you, I was discussing the fair and balanced aspect of Fox.
Oh, yes, yes. It's funny, though. You know what I think is so funny? Because, well, I'll tell you, I'm supposed to be on the Bill O'Reilly show Monday, this coming Monday. So I'm trying not to think about it because it makes me nauseous when I think about it. But figure if I can survive that, I can survive anything. However, I think it's hilarious that Fox is the only network that has been interested in me. I appeared on them very briefly during the Spitzer scandal, and I'm thinking it's because Fox is, you know, very, very Republican-based, so I'm guessing They actually have the most interest in sex workers of any rate, of any TV channel, right?
Well, their politicians seem to hire the most sex workers.
Yes, so I'm thinking they should know a little more of what they're talking about, but they seem to like the debate aspect quite a bit. But it is funny, though, that Fox is the only one who's been willing to put me on TV. I just find that very funny.
No, you're not going to write in Pat Buchanan.
Huh?
You're not going to write in Pat Buchanan as a candidate or something when you vote, right?
No worries about that. None at all.
You know, or I'm afraid I'm going to see you in Chicago, you know, with like a, you know, I heart Mike Huckabee and Mitt Romney.
Oh, God. No. No.
Well,
no.
Please don't choke.
That.
I mean, I mean, I have to live up to my media jackal reputation, but.
No, won't be doing that.
Amanda, when you deal with the far right, you know, everybody knows what the far right is, but when you deal with their accusations that you are promoting prostitution by your handbooks, how do you deal with that other than sticking to one-syllable words?
Well, that's, right now, that's all I've been reduced to because, again, we can't have a rational discussion, so I tend to get talked over. So that is certainly a problem. The only thing I can keep saying is, I mean, I'm not going to persuade anybody to do anything they don't already want to do, obviously. If I were that powerful of a persuader, I wouldn't be writing books for sex workers. I would be in politics or something. I mean, you know, let's be honest here. If I was that powerful, I wouldn't be taking the hard road here. So,
if you were
so
that powerful, you'd be renegade
just...
evolution. You'd be scaring people 3,000 miles away who have never met you before and keeping them from appearing at the base.
Yeah, well, if she was truly that powerful, she should be in politics as well. I mean, honestly. She would do really well with Bush. He could send her over and, you know, scare the Middle East or into submission. If she were really that powerful.
The problem that renegade evolution would have would be that in dealing with Bush, you know, it's like dealing with Idi Amin Dada, you know, it's like one letter word. I just don't know if she could hold back. You know, she's a verbal individual, but I mean, this isn't a renegade evolution, so I digress. But they talk over you just as I have. How do you get through to them? How do you get through to their audience?
The lesson I'm learning is to speak to the audience, to speak to the people who are willing to at least listen. This doesn't mean that, again, I'm going to change minds, but I'm hoping that people realize sex workers are not scary and we're not here going, you know, causing the downfall of society and seducing men and seducing children into this lifestyle. I hope that people can hear the rational voice coming out of the arguing and the posturing and the moral finger-pointing. I mean, that's the only goal that I have now because I'm obviously, or it seems really obvious at this point to me that I'm not going to be allowed to have a rational discussion with a media host, which is unfortunate because I would love to get that. It would be so nice, but I think they're not going to do it because it gives me too much credit. I think that's why they're not going to do it. They want to keep me at arm's length and dehumanized because to have a nice, calm discussion with me would, I guess, give me too much credit, which is a shame.
You would upset their audience. You know, you're clearly just through your discussion on this show have dispelled the rumors that all sex workers are doltish trollops and slack-jawed Jezebels. And you know, for the average Republican conservative listener, you know, that found Mitt Romney to be too liberal, you represent
maybe
a challenge.
Maybe so, but I don't think I'm that challenging or that scary. I would just like to have a rational discussion on these issues. But the fact that I'm trying to inform other sex workers is just outrageous, apparently.
I mean, I'm afraid. My dog is wound up.
Have you fed her yet?
I think she has to go to the bathroom, but she's going to have to wait till the end of the show.
Yes, she will.
Or she might have a surprise for me. I mean, she won't wait till the end of the show.
Yes. But now the media, my media lessons that I've been getting over the last 2 weeks is just astounding, and I don't know if it's hurtful or not, but it takes away so much energy from me, and it takes away... They really work on taking away confidence and feeling good about oneself. It's so funny because these are all the things that sex work gave me, and dealing with the media is taking that away. And it's just, I don't know if it's something that they're aware of or not, probably not, but it's certainly interesting to be discovering this. Sad, but interesting.
Now, you have a new book.
Yes. Yes,
let's
I do.
Talk,
it
let's
is
talk about
on its
you.
Way. It is book two, Advertising and Marketing. Of course, the focus is on online advertising and marketing for escorts who want to go into business for themselves. Of course, the techniques can work with an agency as well if you want to go that route. And it's basically over 400 pages of online advertising and marketing experience, research, interviews, do-it-yourself advice on photography and web design that certainly hope somebody can make use out of. I've got a bunch of people that are keep asking, when is it coming out? When is it coming out? And it's been delayed by some life events, unfortunately, but it's almost through production and will get printed and will be out in June. So I'm looking forward to having finally given birth to this thing and being done with it.
You know, I didn't know you were pregnant.
I've never given birth. I'm not a mother, but it sure feels like giving birth. I mean, less painful, but spread out over a longer period of time. That's what it feels like anyway.
All right, when we come back, our guest, Amanda Brooks. My name is Jill Brenneman. This is XBN. XBN is the Sex Workers Network. We'll be right back.
Listening to XBN, the Sex Worker Broadcast Network, powered by Blog Talk Radio.
Speaking of phone sex, Jessica really should be considering that herself.
Oh, yeah, she sounds so great. I want her to make an advertisement for my site, you know, have something people can click on. Of course, they'll think that's me and it's not me, but, yeah, she sounds so good.
Well, shit, it could be terrible. Oh, I just used a bad word on the radio.
Jill.
That was very bad of me. Please forgive me, Blog Talk Radio. It was unintentional. I actually lost my point. I can't even remember what I was thinking now. What I was going to say is that you could have me do it. You could have the Phyllis Diller. the Phyllis Diller sound, the Phyllis Diller look like. I could do your photos. I could do your hagged out old lady AARP card carrying member. So the book is coming out in June.
Yes.
What if Jane has purchased your book and she doesn't know the first thing about websites? What will this do for a novice?
Oh, it will do a lot because, after all, it's not illegal to tell people about website work, is it? It would do a lot because I talk about, I start off by discussing how the Internet works, and I hope that I explain that clearly so that people can understand how the Internet actually works, because it gives you a great understanding of how websites work. Then I go into buying a domain name. There are some pitfalls involved with that you have to watch out for. Getting your web hosting, and then either choosing a designer or doing it yourself. And if you want to do it yourself, I talk about ways of learning, because I learned to do it myself. So I kind of show you the path that I took. And, I give you tips like how to create links. I mean, I give you the source code within the book, so you actually have a reference. Of course, it's not a web design book, but I do spend quite a few pages on it, because it's one of those big questions that a lot of escorts ask. And it's certainly an area where I've seen escorts get taken advantage of over and over and over again, because they don't understand the technology. And my job here isn't really to sell websites or anything, but it's to demystify the technology so you don't get taken advantage of. So when you go to a web designer and you say, I want this and this and this, and they try to pull a fast one on you, you can tell them, no, that's not going to do it.
So once again, for our listener in Viña del Mar, Chile, what is the name of your book? When will it be out? And will it be out available via Amazon so that it can be purchased in Latin America?
The name of the book is The Internet Escorts Handbook, Book 2, Advertising and Marketing. And I'm shooting for a release date of June 2nd, but I don't know that I'm going to make that with printing time, so it'll probably be more toward the middle of June. But yes, it will be on Amazon.com, the U.S. Amazon, but as far as I know, you can order it internationally from there, or you can order it internationally from EscortMBA.com, because I believe that I ship to South American countries.
The way the dollar keeps dropping, it'll probably only cost about 24 pesos, too.
No, it's going to cost a few bucks more because, the exchange, yeah, no kidding. that reminds me, I have a pen pal in Asia, and she was buying some books from the U.S., and she was very happy about the exchange rate. And it's like,
she wanted to purchase it. She wanted to purchase any U.S. dollars?
Yeah, because the exchange rate is favorable.
I would like to sell some of my U.S. dollars. You know, maybe I could pick up some rubles or something. You know, a currency with more value.
Yeah, well, I don't think you're going to find a buyer.
How will your book appeal to you, the more advanced?
How would my book appeal to you?
If Al Gore, the inventor of the Internet,
mm-hmm.
read your book, as an advanced user,
mm-hmm.
what would it be a good resource for him if he were to?
Well, he obviously is going to know how the Internet works, and he's probably going to know quite a bit about web design, but that doesn't mean he's going to understand marketing and advertising to attract clients or to stand out in a very crowded market, or he's not going to know how to find the best places to advertise until he, you know, reads what I've, you know, experienced and things that I've done for myself. So, yeah, I think Al Gore could certainly learn something. I don't know. He might not have a market unless he slims down a little bit, but you never know.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
I mean, he did invent the Internet.
He would have some geek appeal, but most male escorts that I've seen tend to have really nice bodies.
I can pick an exception that we won't name on the air.
Okay, you'll have to tell me later. Okay.
Yeah.
I remember something I wanted to discuss.
Please do. We still have 14 minutes.
Okay, tying this back around to the whole media thing, because quite honestly, the last 2 weeks have just been shocking, like cold water thrown on my face, really.
I'm afraid of you. You can do whatever you want. Just please don't hurt me.
I won't. I promise. But in the William and Mary debate in which the panel that you and Rin were on, in which the other two people pulled out and left Carla, was it that her name? Carla?
Yes, exactly.
Panel?
Carla.
Yes.
The other two panelists, John Faubert, he pulled out early and got nothing. And,
mm-hmm. And Sam Berg created a...
And Sam Berg, Sam Berg of Gender World, or whatever her website is.
Well, I found that interesting that John Faubert pulled out because things weren't going according to what he thought that they should go, and he was afraid of debate, apparently. Yet, I'm supposed to go into, stand in front of a wall with a target painted on me, and that's okay for media. You know, I find that a very interesting contrast that for him, a professor who's supposed to be on talking about, you know, he's anti-porn and he does the rape stuff, and he's supposed to be, you know, a very learned person, and he's supposed to be the one who's right and sex workers are wrong, yet I find it so interesting that he can't even stand up to a little debate, and yet I'm expected to put up with all kinds of shit just for showing up.
That's
an interesting comparison.
Not only from the media, but if one backs up to the William and Mary debate, you know, other than a financial issue, because there was an issue of the cost of airfare from California to whatever airport services, you know, Williamsburg, Virginia, I guess Norfolk, it would have been John Faubert and Sam Berg versus you. And
yeah.
He didn't seem to have a problem with those odds.
No, it is interesting where his moral boundaries are, isn't it? If he makes this into a moral issue, and most of them do, he has some very interesting moral boundaries.
I didn't see one ounce of concern with all of the chatter everywhere, you know, that came from the... from the people who withdrew, you know, once again, it's a family show, so we'll keep the swap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from the chatter from the people who withdrew about all of their safety concerns, despite the fact that Williamsburg police had been invited to protect them, and campus security and campus law enforcement, and one of the guests, Renegade Evolution, even agreed to do this in restraints, but that still wasn't satisfactory. Yet, when it was supposed to be Dr. Faubert, Professor Faubert, when it was supposed to be him and his tag team partner, one Samantha Berg, mm-hmm. I haven't seen one letter, much less a word, of concern about your feelings, and you would have been outnumbered.
Yeah, well, I was a non-entity, I'm guessing. Or somebody to be chewed up and spit out, I'm not really for sure. But if they have the attitude that a lot of media seems to have, I'm just a setup for a joke, and it's so disheartening because it's not something that I encountered in sex work. Despite what people think about sex work, this attitude is very new to me, and it's a huge slap in the face because it's not anything like what I encountered in sex work. Even, and when I was stripping, I met some real, I'm trying to think of the word to say here without getting in trouble, some real jerks in the strip club. But even then, I knew what their issues were, you know, their issues with women or, you know, their well, I won't go into their issues, but, you know, you expect it and you understand where it's coming from. This is, I guess I should have expected it, but I'm dealing with so-called professionals, and they're treating me in ways that clients have would never treat me. They wouldn't get away with it. It's just astonishing. It really, really is. And it's such a hideous lesson. Yeah, and I'll say that. I'm going out for more abuse, obviously, but...
Now, what will your presentation, what will your appearance on the O'Reilly Show be?
That will be Monday. It will be on the O'Reilly Factor Monday. And it's supposed to be like 8 or 9 minutes, and I hope I survive.
Now, is this an audio? Is this a video?
No,
show?
It's the show. It is the show, and we'll be doing a remote feed from Vegas. So I'll be going to some studio locally here and be patched in live on his show. So I watched him. Actually, it was the day that Palfrey died, and I watched his show and caught his comments about her, and that was just sickening, really. So, okay. So this time I know I'm walking into the lion's den. So I guess it's not going to be a shock, but at the same time, it would knock me off my feet if I were treated like a human being.
Conflicting.
Yes. I have so many conflicting feelings about this. It's just, I'm going to need therapy from dealing with the media. God.
Well, I think the way the media likes to point fingers, you know, I think when you're dealing with the media, you know, if you give them the finger, that may give them something to work with. I mean, it's better to give than to receive.
Well, I seem to be giving them the finger simply by existing, judging by reactions.
That's just in my experience, the media, too. I shudder to say that my best interview outside of sex worker rights-based media was Michael Reagan, of all people.
Who?
Yeah. Michael Reagan, the son of President Reagan. He actually did a very astonishingly fair talk to me as a person interview, and that was about the only one that I ever could say, well, it surprised me. I shouldn't say that I wasn't surprised. I was astonished. But
yeah, it's astonishing when you walk away from an interview feeling good.
Yeah.
And
you know,
to people
especially when the name
Reagan
attached to it.
Yeah, and this does not mean that I expect everybody to agree with me and say I'm great and wonderful and that I'm doing wonderful work and, you know, keep on and power to you. I'm not expecting people to agree with me, not in the least, obviously. But I do hope to at least get treated as good as I got treated as a sex worker, for God's sakes. I mean, honestly here.
My name is Jill Brennan. My name is Jill Brennan. My guest is Amanda Brooks. We will be right back with Amanda. We will take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back with 5 minutes left. I'm Jill Brennan. This is XBN.
The Desiree Alliance is a diverse, volunteer-based, sex worker-led network of organizations, communities, and individuals across the U.S. working in harm reduction, direct services, political advocacy, and health services for sex workers. Desiree Alliance provides leadership while creating space for sex workers and their supporters to come together to advocate for human, labor, and civil rights for all workers in the sex industry. On July 16 through 20 of 2008, hundreds of sex workers and sex worker activists will converge on Chicago for the annual Desiree Alliance Convergence. The convergence creates space for dialogue between hundreds of sex workers and their allies. Contact the Desiree Alliance by email at info@desireealliance.org. You're listening to XBN Sex Worker Broadcast Network, powered by Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Joe Brenneman, and my guest, Amanda Brooks. Amanda, we have 4 minutes plus whatever else the board never tells you about, so probably about 4 minutes and 90 seconds. What haven't we talked about that you would like to get in?
I'm sorry, what? I couldn't catch that.
What haven't we covered that you would like to talk about in the 4 minutes and 90 seconds that we...
I don't know. Throw a wild card at me.
Joker.
Yes, I'm actually looking forward to Batman, too. I love Christian Bale. Did that work?
Outstanding. That works. What are red flag mistakes sex workers experience?
What are what mistakes that sex workers experience?
Red flag.
A red flag. And in what, dealing with media or dealing with clients?
I don't know. You sent me the talking point.
Oh, yeah, but I don't remember what that was supposed to be about. Oh, damn it. Oh, probably a red flag in the media.
You asked for a wild card.
Yes, you're right. Okay, red flag. Well, when you call into a radio show and the call-in person, the tech person, is rude to you, you should probably just hang up and go back to bed, because it ain't going to get any better after that. Experience talking. Or this is experience talking. That's definitely a big red flag. And I love the people who send me emails asking for review copies of the book, and then when I say, okay, where is the review going to be published, I never hear back from them. I just love people who want to get free books.
It's good. They're going to review it, you know, in they're going to review it at their place of employment. And
yeah, some mysterious place in the universe it will be reviewed, apparently. But yeah, I just love that.
No, my view, you know, I'm not an author. I haven't written a book. I mean, I've got my stuff published in secret places that I'm not going to talk about on the air.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when people have asked for review copies, it's sure, I'm happy to tell you one. You can review it as many times as you'd like.
Yeah. Throw another one at me. I think we got time. We should.
Is Renegade Evolution the final Cylon?
I don't know, because I'm still not very clear on the whole Cylon thing. Well, you and I are going to have a Battlestar Galactica, like, weekend or something, and then I'll be able to answer that question.
So right now, for the listening audience, you cannot rule out that Renegade Evolution is a Cylon.
Okay, I don't know if that's good or bad.
No, I'm asking. It's a question.
Oh, okay.
If I understand you correctly, we should have a vote on that. Or are you the final Cylon? Well, let me ask you that right here on XBN, a question you've never been asked before by any media source. You probably will never be asked again. Are you the final Cylon?
I don't know.
Good point. You have a good day. I'm Joe Brenneman. This is XBN. Join us Friday night. We have James Bryant. He interviewed the DC Mad and Deborah Palfrey. He's going to join the show along with Susan from the Desiree Alliance. This will be Friday evening on XBN. I want to thank my guest, Amanda Brooks.
Yeah.
Amanda, thank you for being on the show. I wish we had more time. My name is Jill Brenneman. This is XBN.
Thank you. Log Talk Radio.
XXBN, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, Swapy Media.